USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller breaks his long silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress.
So beyond what I've said here today and what is contained in our written work, I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation or to comment on the actions of the Justice Department or Congress.
As far as reacting to what Mueller said in his nearly nine-minute statement, former Department of Justice official Tom Dupree tells Fox News,
he was very careful and thoughtful about highlighting certain passages in the report, I think, as a way of drawing public attention to some conclusion.
Parts of Kansas and Missouri are cleaning up after powerful tornadoes ripped through the area on Tuesday. Now 40 million Americans, including those from Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley, are facing a severe weather threat on Wednesday with the possibility of more tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Arkansas River is expected to reach the 41-foot water level as massive flooding continues. FEMA Director Tony Robinson says they're getting ready to help those affected by the flooding.
Our efforts here at FEMA Region 6 have really been working very closely with our state partners in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana on this extended flooding.
The National Weather Service says that 41-foot prediction includes the total amount of rainfall expected to fall over the region on Wednesday. Facebook says it's removed dozens of accounts related to a pro-Iranian influence campaign. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The accounts were pushing messages that were anti-Saudi Arabia, anti-Israel, and pro-Palestine. They were trying to manipulate people, saying the U.S. should be separating from Saudi Arabia over the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. They took down 51 accounts, 36 pages, 7 groups, and 3 Instagram accounts.
Thank you, Wendy. You can find us on usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories, the severe weather in the nation continues to be an issue that affects over 50 million Americans. Over 50 tornadoes have hammered the Midwest this week, shutting down airports and leaving thousands of homes and businesses without power. Dennis Hayes is a Trotville, Ohio resident who lost his home in the storm. He joins Fox News to talk about what's next for him and his family.
I believe we'll be able to rebuild. Like I said, we've been here 25 years, and I'm happy that everyone was safe. I was in Georgia when I got the call. I just got to the hotel and then turned around and drove another 9 miles back, 9 hours back, I should say, and just came in the total devastation. I've never seen anything like this. I've never been involved in wartime, but I can imagine this is what it looks like. Stuff can be replaced. I mean, it's just stuff. I've got 3 cars, 4 cars with major damage, but I don't care about them. Make sure you're very well insured. Last time we had light storm damage, it wasn't covered, and we paid out of pocket. The next time I got my insurance policy, I jokingly told Allstate I want to be insured that if 12 clowns came through on unicycles with torches, I want to be covered, and so it is covered.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.